Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
She will be the first Black woman, the first out LGBTQ plus person to serve in this role, which is amazing because representation matters.
Jen Psaki introduced Karine Jean-Pierre Thursday as the next White House press secretary. Jean-Pierre will assume the role May 13th when Psaki steps down and heads to MSNBC. Amazon's labor union president, Chris Smalls, testified Thursday in a Senate hearing on whether Amazon and other companies should be barred from receiving federal contracts if they engage in anti-union activities. Smalls responded to questioning by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
It's not a left or right thing. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. It's a workers' thing. It's a workers' issue. And we're the ones that are suffering.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer confirmed Congress will vote next week to codify the Supreme Court's abortion decision in Roe v. Wade, following the leak of a draft opinion which could, if finalized, overturn the 1973 landmark decision.
Next week's vote will be one of the most important we ever take because it deals with one of the most personal and difficult decisions a woman ever has to make in her life.
Chief Justice John Roberts called the leak, quote, absolutely appalling during an appearance Thursday at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference. The Justice Department says it's opening a new office to advance environmental justice for communities disproportionately impacted by poor air and water quality and exposure to toxics. EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
I'm talking about children going to school right next door to chemical plants. Generations of family members diagnosed with cancer.
The FDA will restrict use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for adults 18 and over who would not otherwise become vaccinated against COVID over concerns of rare side effects, including blood clots. According to NBC News, the number of people who've died from COVID-19 across the United States has now passed 1 million since the first case was reported in Washington State in early 2020. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization reports almost 15 million deaths were caused either directly or indirectly by COVID-19 in 2020 and 2021. The judge overseeing the federal civil rights cases of four former Minneapolis police officers involved in the killing of George Floyd says he's accepted the terms of Derek Chauvin's plea agreement and will sentence him to 20 to 25 years in prison. Chauvin could have faced life in prison. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.